Bess Lomax remembers Pete Seeger in the early 1940s.
He was tall, thin, bony, big Adam's apple, blonde, fair skin, pink-cheeked, very charming boy, kind of a youthful enthusiasm about him. He really sparkled.
Alan Lomax was Bess Lomax's brother and a folklorist in New York.
Alan was like a son to my father. He was only 4 years older than I am, however, much more experienced.
Alan was in New York in 38, I guess, and while visiting him there once, there was Leadbelly. And Alan says, "Oh, Leadbelly, I want you to meet Pete. He's Charlie Seeger's son." And Leadbelly, "Oh, Charlie Seeger's son." And he very politely shook my hand. I was amazed how soft-spoken he was, because I'd heard these stories. I'd seen the picture of it, Life magazine, you know, the big strong man in overalls. And then, of course, in 1940, he was on stage when Woody was there.
Will Gear, he met Woody. He said, "Woody, if I get a job in New York, I'm going to arrange for you to come east and you give a show there. You'll get some jobs." He had the lead in a show on Broadway called Tobacco Road. He persuaded the producer to let the theater be used for the benefit concert for the California agricultural workers. In those days, they were mostly what they call Okies and Arkies and Texies.
John Hardy was a desperate little man. He carried two guns every day. He shot down a man on the West Virginia line. You ought to seen John Hardy getting away, poor boy. Seen John Hardy getting away.
John Hardy, and I played it and sang it terribly. I was so nervous. I didn't know how to play the banjo. I was playing it the wrong way, and my fingers froze up on me. Tried to do it too fast, forgot words, got polite little applause for trying, retired in confusion.
That was the night of Pete Seeger's first concert performance and the night he first met Woody Guthrie.
Come all you old-time cowboys and listen to my song. Please do not grow weary, I'll not detain you long. Concerning some wild cowboys who did agree to go. Spend the summer pleasant on the trail of the buffalo.
He sang in a very lackadaisical manner, in a very deadpan way. He attracted that crowd of intellectuals at the theater because the words he said, and they were listening carefully, they weren't drinking at the time. And he just got a tremendous reaction from them. Another Will Rogers, right out of the plains. Unique. I must tell my producer about this man.
Spend a summer pleasant on the trail of the buffalo. Well, I being out of work right then to the drover, I did say, going out on the buffalo road depends upon your pay. If you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, think I might go with you on a hunt of buffalo.
Pete and Woody were opposites, but for the next few years, the pair needed each other as oxygen needs a flame.